Podcast Network.
Oh, well.
That never gets old.
It's a good start.
That never gets old.
Oh, well.
So I was talking to who I thought was Kenny Rogers.
Are we still talking about Kenny Rogers?
Well, I'd like to know what happened.
Turns out his name's Bill. And Bill's a talker. He was a psychologist. About 20 years ago, quit his business, decided to start building furniture, and then moved to the mountains of North Carolina. I'm still thinking, though, there's a chance. It's Kenny Rogers.
You know, what you got to do is just start singing half of a lyric and see if he finishes it up.
I think the guy's maybe wanted in several states. Sounds like he's got like that FBI most wanted thing going. Makes furniture in the woods in the mountains of North Carolina.
Actually, I bet we're going to find out after we know more about Bill. This guy's Asian.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well,
Jeremy. Why don't you move to
hell? Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We didn't see each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
Another episode of Radio for Winners, Jeremy, Tony, and Cherokee Don coming to you live from the Beat Lab, high atop the small hill in a city not known to anyone.
Wow.
It's another episode of Radio for Winners, guys. I'm telling you, this week, it's fall. I saw Don's topics earlier. Jeremy, I'll let you touch on those, but man, the fall weather, I'm loving it.
I do have to say, Don, you wanted to talk about how it's now the fall, and so what do you do in the fall?
I said it's getting a little bit crisper outside. That's all I said. I said, what do you do in the fall? Do you go anywhere? Like, you have kids. You go to Pumpkin Patch or anything like that?
I mean, sure. I'm sure we talk about that when it happens, but you and I did this same podcast last fall. You know exactly what I do in the fall. We talked about it every week.
But it's almost getting there. I mean, aren't you excited about it? Like, the weather's changing. It's almost pumpkin.
We're
going
to make some fresh apple cider and give you a few tips to make some at your own house in the next Radio for Winners.
But aren't you excited? It's almost pumpkin beer time.
No, I'm tired of
pumpkin
beer.
You know what? I don't think I like pumpkin beer.
Yeah, I loved pumpkin beer. And then last year, I think we had, one every week for 3 months. And I got really sick of them. And I can no longer drink pumpkin beer. I bought a four-pack of the Dogfish Head pumpkin beer, and I got through one of them and decided I'm done.
That was good, though.
I'm done for the year already.
I bought the king of pumpkin beers, Southern Tears Pumpkin, and not that great. Not that great.
It's a good name, like, though.
Southern Tears.
It's like $12 for a bottle of it. It's huge.
$12 for a bottle?
Yeah, and then like you drink like about half a glass, and you're like, this is disgusting. I wasted $12.
But at least you have a cool bottle to show your friends.
I could have bought Miller Lite for this.
You could have bought 60 Miller Lites like we have currently at the Beat Lab.
That's right. That's
I actually bought beer last week because Don keeps saying I didn't buy beer. And then Don had gone out and bought like 36 beers.
Well, what had happened was I've got the refrigerator. We have the beer in the refrigerator. So it's open to anybody that comes into the Beat Lab, right? So we drink it, you know, occasionally when we're doing the show, which is why the audio quality, according to Tony, is second to none.
I think it's true. There is no other podcast that sounds quite like this one.
There's not a chance. you bought some beer, and I was tired of waiting for you to supply with beer, and then I had bought two big things of beer, and now we have tons of it.
Yeah, we have like 75 beers.
Do you feel like we're moochers? Because when I used to come in the Beat Lab, I would drink all your soda as well as your beer and never replenish it. Did that ever annoy you at any point?
No. I feel like I have the... You're shaking your head. No, it didn't. I feel like I've got the refrigerator. It's fine. It's, you know, whatever. It's there to share. I'm a sharer.
Thank you for sharing, Don. Thank you for sharing.
I am a sharer. But are you looking forward to any fun fall things?
No. I like that you're going to still sell this. Certainly, Don. I'm a big fan of Halloween, but that's a month and a half away, so I figure we talk about it closer to Halloween. I like the smell of freshly raked leaves, Don.
I'm ready for some bonfires. Maybe some toasted marshmallows. And I do like
what
a good
happened to this podcast?
I do like a good trip to the Amish country up in Pennsylvania.
Hey, mix what I was 6.5 Cherokee Don here with you. Tomorrow night? I don't know. Unreal.
Beginning of the winter solstice, everybody. Make sure you go outside. No, that's all awful.
Just saying, enjoy the fall weather.
Terrible topic.
I love it. Now, I have to say, Don, so in the last 6 months, your topic emails have become my favorite emails of the week because I always know there's going to be a few nuggets of gold in there like that one.
Yeah.
They're always very good.
I always know when I'm being made fun of when I get the response back saying, well, that's topic number one.
I know, and they're always good. Yeah. They're always solid topics. Tony, on the other hand, sends me topics like, there's some C in my CrossFit class.
Oh, man, she's the worst. And I thought maybe she was just like, maybe it was an off day. I go in, I'm doing a 6 a.m. deal. I get there at 6 a.m., and there's like seven of us. And at the end of the class, there's like a little bit of like a cool down that the instructor guy does. And he goes, man, I can't believe, speaking of fall, he's like, I can't believe summer's over. Wish it wouldn't end. And the woman's like, why do people say that? Why do you care? It's not like you're in school. Why would you say that?
And the guy's just like, I like public pools. I can pee in the pool.
I don't understand what the big deal about summer ending is.
Based off of her response, she should listen to this podcast.
She's going to be excited about the fall.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, okay, well, she's a C, but I'll pass it off as like maybe it's not that big of a deal. And then yesterday morning.
By the way, of all the words that we use on this show, you censored C word.
We're trying to appeal to a larger audience, Don. Okay. We're going to censor C.
Trying to go broader with the audience.
Freddie's going to be suspended by the NFL.
So then yesterday, like, we're tossing out like workouts for this one total workout they're going to do, like an ab routine. They just said, like, what's your favorite like exercise? And I don't have any exercises for doing sit-ups. I mean, those aren't fun. There's no ab exercise or core exercise I enjoy doing. They're all awful. But I said, like, mountain climbers, just because it's just something I thought of. And she's like, she starts getting on my case about it because we have to run beforehand. And she's like, you really need to think about your suggestions before you toss them out. You have to think about what we're doing beforehand before you think about it. And I'm just like, I wanted to like go over there and just punch her in the face, Ray Rice style, but wow. I decided not to do that.
That's good.
Because that would be probably inappropriate to do.
That and you'd get your ass kicked.
In a CrossFit box. And I would get my ass kicked because she's a beast. But I'm just telling you, what a sarcastic C. And she's like that every single morning. She's just awful. She's an awful person.
Sounds like you have a new girlfriend.
Wow. She sounds very, very lovely.
Everybody else, though, very nice, very positive. I haven't let them know about my bitterness yet, so they think I'm just a quiet guy who's really into whatever I'm doing, but I'm not. I hate life as well.
Wow.
Well, but I'm not being all C about it. You know? I'm not being all bitchy about it.
I'm not being a big C.
A big cunt. All right? You want me to say it?
Wow.
Great. Now, that just lost our one female listener.
Explicit.
I hope you're proud.
Fantastic.
Explicit episode. So I have another quandary I'm in, guys, but I can just jump to another topic real quick.
Sure.
The Baltimore Orioles have motivated me to start playing a baseball game on the Xbox 360 again. However, whenever this happens...
Which one?
I get... this is like going back to 2K12.
Okay. They Madden 2009.
They made a 2K13, but they didn't make a 2K14, and I didn't buy 13 because it's the same as 12. Doesn't really matter. Anyhow,
so you just don't have updated rosters, so you're playing with old teams.
Yeah, I mean, I'm missing like three players from. I'm missing Chen. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much the only guy I'm missing.
Okay. Got BJ Surhoff, Randy Milligan.
I got Joe Orsolak. And Larry Sheets right here.
This is a good current topic. Anyway, so you're playing this baseball game, and
so I'm playing it, but it's 162 games long. I don't have that kind of time to commit to that. I'm 38. I don't have time to play video games.
So why would you start a season?
I can't go with a shorter season because I can't do it, because then I'm like cheating. And then I can't simulate any of the games because then I feel like I'm cheating as well.
Why don't you just play the home run derby?
Oh, that's terrible. That's awful. That's awful.
So your concern is you want to play these games, but you don't want to put in the time to play a full season.
That's the problem. Is that my players, like, I want to have the guy break Joe DiMaggio's hitting streak. I want to have a guy break the home run mark. But I can't have them simulate because then I'm not actually doing it. I have to play it myself, but I'm not going to be able to play 162 games. It'll take like a year and a half if I did that.
Now,
so this is what will happen. I'll get seven games in. I'm six games in now, and then I'll stop playing completely.
This is the way that he was when he was playing Little League. When he was
Which
a
is
kid.
Why he's playing the 2012 baseball game.
Did I ever tell you how I was in my second season of Little League, and I kept striking out, and then all the kids in the outfield sat down.
Oh,
and then I finally hit the ball ran around the bases, and then when I got to home plate, I was crying, and I just ran home. That was my last time ever playing baseball.
How was that not an entire episode? Instead, you're like, I'll just throw this in as an offside. You know, I already told my story about my CrossFit fan, so now I'm going to tell you this story just in passing. That's the best story.
He is a step away from being a serial killer.
There was a lot of sadness. The problem with serial killing, I'm not that motivated. That involves going out. About as excited as I get this time of year for fall is is waiting for the new shows to come on. That's about it. Fall TV.
Are you excited about any fall TV, Tony? I actually have no idea what's coming out except for the new season of American Horror Story.
I know. We have the new season. It's a very new NCIS New Orleans starring Scott Bakula.
That's true.
Oh, man. CBS.
I'll watch Homeland and I'll watch The Walking Dead. That's about it.
I can't get into The Walking Dead. I mean, I should, but...
Final season of Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, I'll probably watch that since I know it's over. I'd like to see it end.
Yep, fantastic show. I'll be watching that.
I actually just started, because it's all on Netflix except for the current season, The League. It's about a bunch of dudes that do like a fantasy football team, but then it's barely about that. It's really just a bunch of comedians that you recognize and know, and it's a really, really good show. But at first I was like, why would I watch a show about a bunch of guys playing fantasy football? But it's amazing.
It's pretty funny.
It's great. So I powered through all 5 seasons of that while I was working from home last week.
Wow.
It's going well.
You can power through 5 seasons of a show.
Yes.
Tony plays 3 games of a 4-year-old video game.
Yeah.
And he's already bored.
TV, I can do that, but I can definitely binge watch TV, but I can't with video games, I can.
But
can't
could you, that kind of time. Could you watch the TV while you're playing a video game?
No.
Why not?
Because I only have like 1 TV.
Yeah, the game's on the TV.
And you can't do like the picture.
I'm not going to bring another TV into the living room.
That's why I like the Wii U, because I can play it on the remote, because the remote's actually a big TV, like a laptop.
Oh.
And then I can play that.
Old Mike Bags Cherokee Don with his 6 TVs set up.
Hey, look at
they're
this.
They're all just stacked up. They're all just different sized old CRT TVs just stacked up against the wall.
A bunch of 13-inch ones, black and white, like right in the middle. But look
he's
at
got
you.
His home security system that's literally just one points out the window.
Look at you bringing the Wii U back into the conversation.
I love the Wii U.
There's nobody else in the world that loves the Wii U.
It's the only current system I have. I don't have a PS4 or an Xbox One.
Not even Nintendo has a current Wii U system.
Oh, I love my Wii U. Mario Kart 8 is great. Yeah. I've been playing it nonstop. But anyway, so back to what Tony was saying. So do you play Madden at all, Tony?
You know, I don't have the current one. That's the problem is I always get like I'll get in the mood, but then I'll play like four rosters ago, 4 years. I never get the current game.
Because I figure that's the kind of game that your season's not that bad. It's what, 16 games?
I like that because it is 16 games, I guess 20 or 19. Is it 3 preseason games or 4? So it's 20 games total. So yeah, you're right.
You have to play
But do you shorten the time frames or do you play 15-minute quarters?
I do shorten time frames. That doesn't feel like it's cheating.
Hey, EA Sports also announced this week they've removed Ray Rice from the
anyone roster. Who's suspended is actually removed. They just made a big deal about Ray Rice because they want everyone to know they do this. But they do it every year. If someone's suspended, they remove them from the roster.
That's fantastic. That's great.
I mean, that's the whole big deal with the current systems. You can have the current rosters if someone's traded, if someone, you know.
So what do they do? Go in the system and they change it and they edit it and remove them?
Every week when you play, if you're playing along with a season, you get an updated roster every week. It's automatic.
I didn't know that.
Yep, as long as you're hooked up online.
I did not know that either.
It's very exciting.
Goddamn internet.
So, like, the Redskins dropped Bakari Rambo, so he'll be out of there next week.
Hey, guess who else they dropped? RG3.
It's not really dropping. He dropped. That was kind of depressing.
That was pretty funny.
But he's fine. I'm glad to see that he's fine.
Isn't that kind of like a...
He's not really fine. He's not going to be back for a while.
Yeah, but he's not dead. And it didn't break. So, you know. And now we get
isn't everybody kind of secretly happy, though, that he's out?
Every
so
Redskins
who perform
fan
better.
Is absolutely secretly happy. Actually, I wouldn't even
only
say they're
because
secretly
they
happy.
Won. If they would have lost that game, everyone would be very sad.
They'll still walk in with their RG3 jerseys on, but be cheering for Kirk Cousins.
Right. Now it's the best of both worlds. You can say, I really do support RG3, but he's hurt. We can't use him. We got to go ahead and get...
We'll go ahead and win you the Super Bowl without you. What were you going to say?
They're going to go with the guy who can actually complete passes.
He walks right in on the field and throws a touchdown pass.
Or at the very least doesn't run around like an asshole and hurt himself.
Well...
Because while that play happened, I was like, why is he running around? Just slide. He didn't slide. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, he made the pass. And then he's laying on the ground. I was like, well, this game's over.
Well, Kirk Cousins did what a quarterback should do, and that's actually just throw the ball.
Yeah.
Stay in the pocket. Throw the ball. That's what you should do.
Another great sports-filled episode of Radio for Winners.
Brought to you in part by the new episode of NCIS New Orleans.
Wow. That's what people like about us, because we give the everyman approach, the people who are completely ignorant to sports and sports knowledge.
Love our sports knowledge.
And we just give, like, very basic.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think the Redskins aren't going to do well because their uniforms are ugly. Anyway.
I ain't paying $25 to park.
Don, in one of our many email exchanges that don't involve you, Tony was telling me about the most amazing barbecue place he's ever been to.
Okay.
Hands down, this is my cheap meal of the week. Unlike Jeremy, who has a cheat meal every day.
Three to four cheat meals a day.
I have one cheat meal a week. And this one, I decided instead of going back to the Indian buffet, I decided to go to 12 Bones Smokehouse.
12 Bones.
12 Bones in Asheville. It's
Man, you're taking a chance going into a place called 12 Bones Smokehouse. Like, that's a place that's got some barbecue.
It's the place that Obama goes to when he's in Asheville.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, okay, well, you know, the guy has to know barbecue. He doesn't know much about policy. Hey, everybody.
Whoa, look at that. Our politics is, conversation is just as good as our sports conversation.
From sports to politics, an all-new radio for winners.
We really should only talk about food, because we know a lot about food.
Is this Radio for Winners or Sean Hannity? I don't know. I don't know. But
no
so I go
spin,
to
Bill O'Reilly.
I get in there. It has the perfect barbecue setup. It's kind of, you know, downtrodden, dilapidated. That's when you know you're in a good spot. You don't want to be too clean, too nice. I ordered a pulled pork sandwich, sweet potatoes, and these cheese grits.
I'm hungry.
These goddamn cheese grits were amazing. By far the best side I've ever had in barbecue. And I've had some good barbecue. There's some decent places in D.C., Baltimore, Maryland. But this place here, 12 Bones Smokehouse, unreal.
Okay. What made it so special?
It was just fantastic. The food was great.
I mean, well, you can't just ask a question like that. So is the pulled pork your go-to barbecue meat?
Absolutely. The go-to. I don't really get the ribs because ribs tend to be more expensive, and I'm kind of a cheap guy.
That's the lamest thing. I love barbecue, but I don't like ribs.
But I always get the pulled pork. And I've had some bad barbecue. Like, there was a time we went to a Tough Mudder in Pennsylvania, and we stopped by this place called Ventnor's, I think it was called.
And it had signs everywhere that said, number one barbecue in the Poconos.
Yeah, and it was...
That's like saying, that's weird.
But there was, I mean, it wasn't like just outside of the building, because that would be no big deal. Like, their advertisement said it. They had stuff in, like, the yellow pages, and, like, the place we were staying had, like, a brochure for them.
What are you
them?
Looking at the yellow pages for?
Because we were hungry. We don't know anything about them. You know.
When your wings are soggy,
yeah,
that's a bad sign.
Everything tasted like vinegar. Like, it was supposed to be the Southern-style vinegary barbecue, but instead they just poured vinegar on meat. It was absolutely gross. Everything was bad. There was not one good item there. The pulled pork was bad. I got brisket. It was bad. The mac and cheese tasted like vinegar. It was terrible. So pulled pork is what you normally go to, but you like ribs, are just too expensive. I, on the other hand, I go with the brisket, because a good barbecue place will make a solid brisket.
My wife likes the brisket. I like a pulled pork. I do love ribs, but I love chicken. Do like some barbecue chicken.
Chicken would be my fourth listed there. I'd have brisket and the ribs above the chicken.
Yeah, I mean, I love a good, I
want
I love
just
a
go
good
to
barbecue
Chick-fil-A.
Chicken. Well, no, I love a if good barbecue chicken. But if I'm going to, like, a barbecue place, have you been to Mission Barbecue?
No, I have not.
When I get barbecue, I get the fries. That's what I go for. If you got good fries, that's what I go.
Hey, you know, Tony.
But sometimes I have good fountain sodas.
Hey, speaking of which, the next time that you're up here, there's a pool hall up on Route 2 called Shooters. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to
Shooters.
What
I want you to do, Tony, is I want you to go in the bathroom of Shooters and hang yourself. That's what I want you to do.
They have a sign out there that says, thanks for voting us the best wings in Maryland.
Have you had their wings?
No. That's what I'm saying. We've done those episodes. We've done the wings episodes.
One of our favorites.
Yeah.
I think I went to Shooters and had the wings there. They were okay. They weren't anything special.
That's what I was trying to see. If anybody would know, you would know. I was just kind of curious to see if you.
I've been every wing place on Ritchie Highway, Route 2. When it comes to wings, barbecue places around you guys. What do you have?
No, the one I like is in the middle of Crofton, the middle of Route 3. There's a food truck that's only
it's
there
a
half
truck.
The week.
It's a truck.
Yeah, it's a truck. It's Rusty's Barbecue. Hands down, the best brisket I've ever had. It is.
Is Rusty there?
Rusty's there all the time. He'll talk to you, which at first is a little
weird.
What's
Rusty like? Is he kind of a weird dude? He's an old guy.
He's an older
fat.
Guy. Yep, kind of heavy set. He will sit outside and he will ask you, like, you know, how you doing today? And you're like, I'm doing good. But then he'll keep following up with it. You know, like, so you watch the O's game? I'm like, okay, yeah, I did watch the O's game. It was really good. I'd like to order my barbecue. And then you order it and he just stares at you. And eventually you get your food and you leave. But he's a super nice guy.
It's in the middle of a dirt lot in the middle of Route 3, in between the northbound and the southbound lanes.
And the first day I moved into my house, I was like, I'm going to that place. And I've gone at least once a week since.
I like the place over in Odenton, over by the Ace Hardware store next to the 7-Eleven off of 170. It's a little small place.
Express Pit Beef.
Yes, there you go. That's it. Good call.
I know my barbecue.
Yeah, that's nice. They have pretty good barbecue.
It's good pit beef.
Yes, I like pit beef, yeah.
That's a very Maryland barbecue item, pit beef.
Pit beef. Well, it's like bowl on the beach or like Ocean City.
Right. But I'm saying that's like if you go anywhere else other than Maryland, then no one really has pit beef. That's a Maryland thing.
Yeah,
that's
nice shaved meat. Shaved
meat. Shaved that meat. Brings me to our next topic.
Here we go. Shaved meat.
Actually, it has nothing to do with that. Don, you don't really work in an office necessarily, but you understand an office setup. So you'd understand this topic. And Tony, you work in an office pretty much all the time. Except for when you're at home, like I am right now.
Yeah.
Do you have theme days in your office? Like every Friday's Hawaiian shirt day or something?
No.
Occasionally we'll have that. We'll have like a Hawaiian shirt day. And that's about to the extent. I don't want to get too crazy.
Like my office do like a chili cook-off. But that's not really a theme day. It's just a thing where they give an excuse for people to eat chili all day. Or they'll do, you know, wear your favorite sports jersey at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, we're actually having that this week. Wear your favorite jersey.
One of our listeners sent me a picture of his office's current. Every Wednesday they do like a theme to where this is Wednesday, cleverly. And so what would you think if I told you, oh, yeah, well, you know, this week is going to be Mexican Day. What does that mean?
I'm sorry?
This Wednesday will be Mexican Day. Now, if you were in an office setting, this is a professional office. This isn't like, you know, working at a Toys R Us. This is a real office that does real business where clients come to an office and they do sales.
It's not May.
No, it's not Cinco de Mayo, which even if it was, what do you think that would be? Let's say it's Cinco de Mayo and it's Mexican Day. What do you think that means?
To me, it means just a variety of Mexican food.
Right, you have a catered lunch, and you go, okay, yep. Everybody, let's...
But now, what has it been in the past? Do we dress up for special days?
Sometimes. Well, Hawaiian shirt day. You don't need Hawaiian shirts. Okay. That's retarded. So you have to wear a Hawaiian shirt.
Wow. So if it's Mexican day, would you dress up like a Mexican?
I will show you, which is going to be a good radio bit, but I want you to describe this photo to me.
Okay.
This is an official office photo.
Wow, so there's a lot of sombreros. So it literally is dress up like a Mexican day.
Stereotypical Mexican day?
Everybody's got mustaches.
Fake mustaches.
Fake mustaches.
Clearly fake mustaches.
They all have, like, what are the things that you can get, like, in Mexico, the blankets that they wear?
The serape.
Serapes. A lot of that. That's very, and there's maracas all on the wall.
They have tiny maracas.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go.
That they handed out. They gave everybody tiny maracas and probably the hats.
I'm going to go with that being racist.
That's a touch racist.
Yeah. So, like, if I was even in Europe, that would be like, hey, let's have American Day. And you'd have a bunch of guys dressed up
hats.
As, like, cowboy hats or, like, they're dressed like Kid Rock.
Oh.
A lot of wife beaters, long hair, you know.
I think I like cowboy more.
Arbutus mustaches, you know, that type of thing going on.
So, yeah, I can't believe that the office is doing that. And they're taking photos.
And you say that's the government office of...
It's not a government office. It's a business. It's a private business. But that means they have clients come in to deal with them.
That's their new promo that they're going to have from a commercial standpoint. Yo hablo español. And they're going to put that in the promo picture.
So he sends me the picture and I start laughing at it. And then he goes, wait a minute. Next Friday is Japanese Day.
No, shut up.
I'm waiting for a photo. If they're all making like Chinese eyes, I'm sending it online. I'm going to put it on our Facebook page. It's the best thing I've ever heard.
That's not
office
right.
Theme days.
That is not right at all.
Now, Don, do you want to punch these people?
If you could send me. I do remember.
Time for Radio for Winners and the news. Every week we find a couple of news stories. We take out the bits everyone else already talked about. We dumb it down, pick out a few facts we like, and then we tell you those bits in a segment we call
the news.
You like that button thing.
I love the button. We got a brand new soundboard that is an iPad, and it has all of our sound clips. Finally, I don't have to hit stop and go on my iPod. This is wonderful.
But Tony wasn't here last week. We sat down for an hour watching the Ravens game.
Yes.
And we set this whole thing up.
We recorded every single thing we ever thought we might use.
It was fantastic.
It was
and we still have enough buttons for a lot of other annoying things.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Tony will
thankfully,
be
these are all songs right now, yeah. So Tony will not quit.
Sorry, Tony.
But anyway, our first news item, which is actually kind of a sports item, but I think it's big enough to be a news item. Both the Orioles and the Nationals have clinched
their sports team.
Well, I'll play the sports
inferior.
Theme later. I love this soundboard. So both the Orioles and Nationals have clinched their division and are going to the playoffs, even if they lose every game for the remainder of the season.
Well, no, they've clinched their divisions.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. So
they go to the playoffs no matter what.
Yeah, but they don't win the wild card. They've clinched their division.
Right, they are going no matter what. That's what I'm saying. If they lose every game, they got it.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is, I'm a big Orioles fan, and I have been to a bunch of Nationals games this year too. But the Orioles have a winning record.
91-60.
Well, they have a winning record against the best team in baseball right now, which is the Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles, or the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, or the California Angels, as I call them, back in the 80s. And
no one's ever called
that's not the team that we would end up playing. We would end up playing like the Tigers or the Royals or
right
the
now.
Athletics, and we have a losing record to all three of those teams this year. So
look here, Debbie Downer. I'm thinking this is positive news. This is great news.
I'm just saying.
For the area. This is a chance, a very small chance, but there's actually a chance we could have a Beltway World Series.
And Chris Davis will be back to help flip over cars on I-295 while he's suspended and have some more steroids.
Well, that's how he flipped over cars. So really, it did help.
Hitting 198. Yeah. But that is exciting news. It was good to see him celebrate. I don't understand. There was a lot of things I was cringing at watching it last night. They were throwing pies in people's faces, and I was afraid that was going to be assault charges. And then
they were whipping their dicks out.
We were
just sucking each other off of the field. It was ridiculous.
They were throwing beer on fans, and I was afraid we were going to get beer on kids, and then that was going to be on TMZ the next day. So sorry if I'm not a Baltimore
Dead
sports
spin.
Fan. And then
Dead
all
spin.
Of a sudden,
Weeders was finger blasting some chick. It was completely inappropriate.
And Davis was finger blasting Weeders. It was crazy.
Wow. I was not watching the channel that you guys are watching.
It was a good celebration. But yeah, so how far do you think they're going to get in the playoffs realistically, Don?
ALCS. I like this team. I think they actually could go to the World Series this year.
I mean, I would love to see that, but I'm betting, because I'm so excited about it, they will go out in five. First round in five.
Wow.
1-4.
Wow. Jesus.
And that's not me being negative. I want to see them win.
But you know the worst thing in baseball is this wild card thing, because there's two wild card teams.
Right. So they play one game.
Yeah, I don't like the whole one game and then it's done.
Yeah,
I feel like it's like you played 162 games, get to the playoffs, you get to play one game.
162 games, and guess what? You got to play 163, and you're out. You are out.
We were there last year, I think, or 2 years ago.
Yeah. It's a whole. Well, yeah, but we won that, though, didn't we?
No, we lost the Yankees.
Oh, I don't know. It's horrible. That's horrible. But, yeah, I think they could go to the World Series. I like the team. I like the chemistry. They have, like, kind of a can't-fail attitude. I really like Buck Showalter, so
he's very charismatic.
Well, he's a good leader.
No, he's done a great job. I can't complain, but he is not the best speaker.
I'm not happy for Peter Angelos, though.
No, he's kind of a jerk.
Still don't like him.
But I don't mind. I don't mind, because I'd like to see the Orioles do very well so that Baltimore does not burn itself to the ground when the Ravens go 4-12 this year.
Ray Rice might be available.
To play with the Orioles.
Yep.
I guess that's true. Is he banned from baseball?
No.
I have no idea.
He's banned from the CFL and the NFL, but he could play in Major League Baseball, pinch runner, Ray Rice.
Now, Tony, does anyone in Asheville care one bit about any of this?
Well, the Asheville Tourists actually recently won their Southland division, so we've already got champions here. Why can't we duplicate that in Baltimore, D.C.? Outside of me, nobody else cares at all.
So just Tony and his Larry Sheets card.
They
so
only carry about craft beer here. That's about it.
Crap beer.
Craft beer.
Hey, crab beer.
Crab beer and drum circles.
Nice.
Hey, have you ever had 100 pounds you didn't know where you got it from? I mean, I do. I'm about 400 pounds heavier than I should be. Anyway, a man, one time, he goes, his balls were getting heavier and heavier, and soon he was 100 pounds overweight in his sack.
I don't understand how you let that happen. Like, how do you let it progress
so
past a
before
pound?
We get to the question of that, so the story is, he had his 100-pound sack tumor removed.
Now, this guy dead?
No, he's alive.
Because there was a story about a guy that had the same thing. And
it was
died.
143 pounds. He died later, but he did get the tumor removed. He got his tumor removed, and he's doing well. He's doing fine. But yeah, so that was my question: is how do you get to the point where eventually you're like, hey, I thought at first I just had some severe blue balls, but this is 100 pounds. 100 pounds. Like, do you think he was just saving up? He's like, do you want to paint the shit out of someone?
My Levi's don't seem to fit. They're a little snug in the crotch area.
A little snug in the sack region. I mean, you have that problem, right?
I do. And later on, we'll detail about how I also let mine go up to 100 pounds.
100 pounds. It was absolutely terrible.
But that's, yeah. No, I'm very conscientious about what goes on there, and I don't know if I would let 100 pounds go to waste.
Well, he did some interviews about this, and they asked him, you know, what are you excited about doing now that you have removed this extra weight?
Putting on pants,
because the pictures of him with there, which is worth looking this up. You just look up 100 pound scrotum, you'll find pictures.
Wow.
He has, like, specially made sweatpants.
Have you thought about the name of your band yet?
100 pound scrotum?
Yeah.
It can't be a dumber than our current name. I'll take it. Oh, go ahead.
I remember a couple of years ago, I don't know if I was exercising. I think I was doing some kind of exercise, and I had a strain in my ball sack. So I had to go to the doctor about it, and I basically had to get like a ultrasound on it. And it's really a very awkward experience to have an Indian lady massage your balls with gel, and then and then take the ultrasound thing and kind of just like, which they call that, like this round, like round object, and kind of feel around your balls for like, I don't know, it had to be like at least 30 minutes. Long story short, I finished. And it was very tough though. Very tough to do.
Wow.
I pulled it off.
Well, this guy, now that he doesn't have all this extra weight, he's excited because he wants to go have sex with his wife. He hasn't had sex with his wife in 7 years, which actually sounds pretty accurate.
I'm sure she hasn't also had sex in 7 years.
But has he jerked off in 7 years? Like, how are you doing?
Well, I mean, not jacking off. He was saving it up. He thought this was just, he was saving up all this semen.
Wow.
That's got to be what he was doing.
What kind of tumor was it?
I don't know. Scrotum tumor? What kind of, are there tinds of tumors?
I don't know. I don't know.
Dr.
I can't
Don.
Imagine I would let it get bigger than a half a pound. I think at that point, that's the breaking point.
Notably bigger than the other one. You're like, huh, here's a problem. Here's a major problem.
Maybe when it's pulling down towards the ground a little bit further than it should be, I should get that checked out.
Well, the other thing he's excited about doing he hasn't done in 7 years, jet skiing.
When I have to put it in a wheelbarrow, that's a sign maybe I should go to a doctor.
A wheelbarrow. And I have one more story for us today that's going to hit close to home for all of us. Right now, the world's a horrible place. There's terrible things going on in the Middle East. It looks like we might send troops back there. It looks like Scotland's trying to get out of the United Kingdom. But hey, good news, guys. Surge is back.
You screwed up.
I did. I started choking on my words there. Surge Cola, which is the Coca-Cola ripoff of Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Coming back because of an internet petition.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It hasn't been out since 2003 because no one drank it, and apparently enough people went online, and they saved up money to buy a billboard and put the billboard right outside of Coca-Cola, and it said, we spent the money we would have spent on Surge on this billboard.
Can you still buy Mr. Pibb?
Yeah, you can buy Mr. Pibb.
Yeah?
Yeah, they brought that back too.
All right.
But Surge is only available via Amazon. You can't buy it in the store. You have to go order it online, and they'll ship a case to your house. This is the dumbest thing any internet petition's ever done. I always said internet petitions are useless. I say it once an episode. Go back the last 80 episodes. I've said it at least once a show. This is the only thing that's ever been accomplished, and it's bringing back a terrible soft drink.
Via Amazon, huh?
Yeah.
Where can you get Mr. Pibb?
I'm sure you can go to Giant, along with some Machado salsa.
Do they sell Mr. Pibb in a 2-liter?
I have no idea. I really
don't
know.
They don't sell Mr. Pibb in a Giant.
I'm pretty sure they do.
No.
Well, that's your challenge for next week, Don. I need you to go out and find out where you can buy Mr. Pibb.
Let me get some listeners to send me in and let me know if they've spotted any Mr. Pibb out
there. No chance a listener does that.
rfwshow@gmail.com.
There's literally no chance we get one mail about that.
Well, you know what? There are people that listen to this show.
So, listeners, take the Mr. Pibb challenge for Radio for Winners. Have a chance to win a $5 prize pack.
Because I did see that somebody changed their fantasy football name last week.
Yes. And what is it now?
It was
Rindus Ronstadt.
Rindus Ronstadt.
And now it is?
Cherokee Don's Indian Buffet.
because you couldn't say tikka masala. You were like, what is it, tikka masala?
Well, now I again publicly apologize to Tony because I do call out sometimes when he misspeaks. And that's something that I do generally, and my wife hates it. So I do that a lot. I said doo-doo. I was wrong in that situation.
It's I accept
chicken,
your apology,
chicken
John.
Tikka marsala. Did I say that right?
Let's move on.
That's much better. Let's just go to the next thing, which is talking about week two of our NFL Picks League.
Oh, wow.
Now, I don't want to talk about it too long because no one wants to hear a lot about the Picks League. Wow. But last week, who did the best this week, Don? With 11 games picked, why, it's you and me.
You
and me, Don.
You and me.
We tied with 11 games.
You and me.
Which actually puts me at the top of the entire Picks League this week. I'm the number one player.
When you're number one, it becomes a topic of the show.
It is. I'll talk about it for the next half an hour.
Yeah.
So this show's going to go on for 20 more minutes for everybody else.
Yeah.
But it's still now we're 2 weeks in. So far, I think we've only lost one person. I think everyone else is playing. This is going very well. We have 24 active players, including two new players, Don.
Two new players.
Now, I don't want to go into names because I think this is more interesting, but Don told me, he sent me an email, like, I got us two more players, and I was so excited about it. And then today he told me who those two players are. Who are they, Don?
So my wife and I, we sit down every week, and I ask her, because she ends up picking better than I do.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, NASCAR, too.
Which, by the way, And by the way, I had a good NASCAR week, too, I think.
We aren't talking about that anymore.
But anyway, we compare picks, and I always criticize her for the picks that she makes, and she always picks upsets that I just don't understand how she picks them. So anyway, my son and my daughter decided that, I want to pick teams, too. So I was like, okay, well, let's have some fun with that. So I registered them. They're a week behind, but we could still look at their scores on a weekly basis, and I thought it would be fun to see how they did from a pick standpoint.
Now, how old are your son and daughter?
So my daughter's 7, my son is 5.
Okay. Tony, what did you score this week in the league? Do you remember?
I wasn't great. I think I did, 9, 8 or 9. No, it might have been 7, actually.
You got 7.
Yeah.
How'd your kids do, Don?
I think they got 8 and 9.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
So that's just see if you can beat Don's kids. That's the new goal. We'll just tell you every week what their scores are. By a couple weeks from now, you guys, I'm sure we'll figure out who they are. Probably because they named themselves Don's kids.
But, Hashtag beat Don's kids.
We're not going to have them come on and make their picks live. That is a terrible bit. We're not.
That's Adrian
about.
Peterson.
Awful.
So beat Don is now beat Don's kids, which is not really a tag you want to use.
Thank you, Adrian Peterson. Thank you so much.
You ruined our bit.
Hashtag beat Don's kids. That's terrible. rfwshow@gmail.com. Send your complaints
to the management.
You know, and next Friday, I just want to talk about this now. Next Friday, if anyone in the Baltimore area is interested, the Thunder Grunt Podcast Network is doing a Thunder Grunt night at the Wind Up Space. We'll post information about this on our Facebook page. Basically, they're going to have some comedians. They're going to do some live recordings of some of the podcasts, including Expert of Nothing, which is
Larry Poon returns.
Larry Poon will not be there. I don't think so. Are you coming back in town, actually?
I am actually flying up for the event.
Wow, look at that. So Don and
as
I will definitely be there.
As long as my flight does not get canceled.
Tony's not going to be there. But Don and I will definitely be there.
We will be there. I have on this table right here, we have a ton of pens. So we will be there to sign autographs.
Oh, I was like, we're going to give away pens?
we will be there to sign autographs. Also, I have a bunch of highlighters. So we can highlight our names on your autograph. So we will not run out of ink to
There's
sign.
No chance anyone's going to even come and ask for us to be there. But there will be raffles, and we are going to have a Radio 4 Winners prize pack as one of the raffles. I don't want to give away everything, but there will be a signed photograph of Scott Baio involved in ours.
Do we think that there's a possibility we could get like polo shirts made between now and then?
I'm not going to do that. Do you want to get polo shirts
Maybe.
Made?
Maybe.
Okay, well,
I think we should
talk about that.
I think Tony just had a stroke, by the way.
I think he's amazed that we're still talking about this. So we have one more segment.
Uh-huh.
Which is, of course, our reoccurring segment. In fact, our most popular segment based on votes made by people my age that are me.
Press the button. Press the button.
Fat Snacks. Thanks, Bukkake Party Tonight, for that wonderful intro.
Nice plug, by the way.
Look at that, huh? That band is amazing.
That's pretty good, though.
So this week, I brought in a package of the new fall flavor, thanks to Don's topic, caramel apple Oreos.
Wow, they sound horrible. Mm.
Now, the last couple times we tried Oreos, they were not good. Because they were the what? The watermelon? No, not watermelon. We did a banana split, and they smelled like Play-Doh.
Banana
kind
split,
of sucked.
Yeah. Now I
these also smell like Play-Doh.
Part
to be
of the fall,
you.
I'm sick, so I don't know if I can smell.
You know what's better than listening to you guys talk about snacks they're not eating? Watching guys eat.
You wait for the live
snacks.
Feed. Watch for the live feed. We're gonna have a Vine page up soon. Just us eating cookies and talking about them. It's gonna be very exciting.
Wow, these taste horrible. Well, I'm going to eat the rest of it, though.
Let's go into the details, Don.
The apple tastes like fake apple.
Mm.
The cookie is still good, but the apple, it tastes horrible. But I keep eating it anyway. What are your thoughts? I don't taste the caramel. I just taste the fake. Oh, the aftertaste is horrible. Oh, you are horrible.
I think Jeremy shoved like 7 in his mouth at one time.
That was
He's
a poor choice on my part.
For the last
poor
30
choice.
Seconds.
These are horrible.
I'm going to be honest. These might be the worst things I've ever brought
in. Oh, my God. They're horrible.
They didn't taste bad at first, but the aftertaste really is terrible. I'm going to have to just swish Miller Lite around my mouth for an hour.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with Nabisco?
And that does it for another Cracker Jack episode of Radio for Winners. You're on next week in Baltimore on Friday night. Don't forget the Windout Space for the Thunder Grunt event. And we will see you guys next week on that same Friday. Very exciting.
F you, Nabisco.
Yeah, Spider-Man and the Goose. 105.9 the Mountain. It's AC/DC.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.